No,
right?
you can turn on the video. I cannot see you.
How can I? Okay, let me see here. Now we can see each other. Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you for meeting with me.
Sure, sure. Welcome. How did you contact me? Where did you get your contact of me?
On YouTube, actually. Lately, I've been on a mission to, you know, just find information. I do have, you know, Muslim friends, but I guess it was never a question till now, you know, like, I don't know, I can explain it. It's just, for the past couple of days, I've just been eager to learn more about Islam, you know? And wow.
Why do you think the eagerness increased now?
To be honest, for a long time, I grew up Catholic. Mm. And for a long time, I felt like, you know, I was like, something was calling me, right? And I felt like it was God, like he wanted me to search, but I personally didn't feel like I belong. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you understand. I even visited a Christian church, and I felt like something was missing. So I stopped going completely. And I kind of lost, not interest, but I kind of like moved away a little bit from everything. So for me, it was more of a challenge, right? To trying to find the right path again. So right now, I'm at this point, I don't know, I feel like I want to get into this, like I want to learn more. And I have so many like questions, but at least I think YouTube, because most of the questions that I had, I kind of found the answer through your videos. And also, I also follow Joseph Estes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm kind of like getting the answer that I need, you know, through you guys and your knowledge, you know, so, and I really want to thank you guys for that, because believe me, we are listening. And so, you know, we definitely taking notes.
You know, when I make the videos, when Gain Peace make the videos, there are so many thousands of views and there's no face to the person who watches the video.
Yeah. So but yet, just the face of the person who's actually doing it. So okay,
wonderful. Which video have you watched, Lena?
I saw one recently where you had young kids in there, and one particular young man wanted to say his Sahara. Hmm. And I saw that one. I also saw the elderly crowd too, where they basically have questions for you.
Yeah, the older people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were laughing and
yeah,
you know, 80 plus years of age, all of them.
Yes, yes.
Some of them were 90 actually.
Exactly, yeah.
Wonderful. So what is your background? Catholicism, you said, right?
Yeah, I grew up going to church every Sunday. I'm actually I'm Hispanic. Mm-hmm. I was born in the Dominican Republic.
So where do you stand about your knowledge of Islam, questions that you may have? I mean, obviously, we are here to help you in that.
Well, from what I've heard from, you know, your videos, I do understand that actually I wasn't sure, like, if there were two Bibles, right? Meaning the Bible that I grew up knowing and the Quran. Is Quran considered a Bible?
The Quran is not a Bible, but the Quran, we say, is a scripture that was coming from God. And we also say that previous prophets were given some scripture. And some remnants of that scripture may be in the Bible. See, the Bible has so many authors and so many people who wrote it. And in some portion of the Bible, they may be the actual words that were given to the previous prophets. However, since the original words have been altered, edited, revised, and many things were added to those words. So what we have in the Bible is not what was originally given by God in its totality. You know, just imagine like this. Suppose if you're thirsty, if I have two cups of water for you, two cups maybe. In one cup, I would say that this one is 100% pure. Sister Lena, and this one is pure 100%, but then, you know, I left it open, so it may be dust or something may have dropped in it. All right, one, I covered it, second, I did not. Now, okay. If you are thirsty, which one would you go rationally, logically?
The one. Well, I mean, you know, I guess if you're thirsty and you're dying, I mean, you're really not going to think of the one that's covered.
Not dying, yeah. Just so, not, yeah.
I mean, now, normally, I mean, I would take the one that's covered.
Mm-hmm. Because anything that is not covered, there is a chance what is in there.
It might be contaminated, yeah.
Contaminated, it may be risking your health. Correct? Compromising your health.
I'm writing everything down. That's why you see me. I'm having my little paper here.
Oh, that's very good. You know, if you want, I can send the recording later, but okay, now you can see. Okay.
Yeah. That'll be great. That'll be great. I wanted to ask you, I know you guys are in Ramadan, and can someone who's not Islam, can they do the fast or no?
Suppose if you want to graduate from a college,
yeah,
you can just take the classes as an elective, you know, without enrolling in the college, you will still get some knowledge. But if you enroll in the college, there's a process you follow, and then there is an incentive of graduation. Correct?
Yes.
So you can still fast, as my wife is saying. But for you to get that extra reward, that extra bonus, and the pleasure of God in the broader sense, it is better for you to obviously start submitting to the Creator and then do all the rituals, so the graduation, which is paradise, would be there for you, God willing.
Will be complete.
Of course. I hope you understand the analogy.
Yes, I understand it.
Last week, one of the sisters, she took Shahada, she became Muslim. I said, why you were in a hurry? She said, oh, Ramadan is coming. I want to fast as a Muslim.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday, she was calling me, okay, just tell me the moon. You sighted the moon. I want to do fast and I'm ready. And another sister who took Shahada like a few months before, she was keep asking, okay, tell me what you eat in the summer time. What is it? So they are so excited for Ramadan.
Yeah.
So they're working on it.
You know, what I like most about Islam is, like this morning I was listening to a prayer in Spanish from a brother. His name is Isa Garcia. And man, it was so beautiful the way, you know, he was talking about Allah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one of the things that I love about it, that the way, you know, you guys praise and you look for him and, you know, devote, you know what I mean? Your life for him. And that to me, it's what it's all about, you know, praying to one God, you know, and not focus on anything else that's really around it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like without him, we wouldn't be here. So we have to be thankful for him for that. And why not praise, you know, the way that we're supposed to. So, you know, that's one of the reasons too why I kind of like want to learn more about, you know, Islam and everything else. Not only intriguing, but I want to know the truth, you know, because when you know the truth, it's a wonderful thing.
You know? Sister Lena, what I can do is I can mention to you the four most important points in Islam. Inshallah, right? God willing. And that will answer many of your questions. First important concept is the absolute worship of one God. Okay. Not worshiping a triune concept, not worshiping idols, not worshiping persons. And that was the belief and that was the preaching and the practice of all the prophets of the past. Moses, you know, Jesus, Abraham, David, Solomon, any prophet, Old Testament, any old prophet, none of them, they preached Trinity. So what happened was, later on, as people, they moved away from the oneness of God, they got in touch with some cultures that used to have idol worship or a triune concept of God. So these monotheistic believers, their belief was corrupted or diluted when they got in touch with these other foreign cultures. So that's how Trinity came into Christianity. Originally, it was the oneness of God that Jesus preached. He did not never preach triune concept. For example, I can give you one quotation. Gospel of Mark chapter 12, verse number 28. So a person came to Jesus and asked him an important question. Of all the commandments, which one is the first, the greatest of all the commandments? And the Jewish people, they used to have 613 commandments. And this person wants to know, you know, so many are there, which one is the first, the greatest? And Jesus, he replied in the next words, that hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is only one. Worship him, not me, not anyone else. Worship that God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that is the first commandment. So if we love Jesus, we have to follow his words. If we love Moses, Muhammad, peace be upon any prophet, we have to actually follow and not get the cultural influence or society or the church. Because on the day of judgment, what counts is, did we follow God and did we obey that prophet? Second important concept within Islam is, God by his guiding and loving nature, he wants to help humanity. So to help humanity, God did not came down and became a human. He did not came down and became an idol or part of the creation. God remained God and he appointed from the humans, prophets and messengers.
Okay.
And some of them you know from the Old Testament, from your previous faith. So all of them, God gave one consistent belief. That is, invite your people to the submission of one God. Away from worship of idols and humans and creation, invite people to the submission of one God. So submission to God means believing in God and obeying his commandments.
Okay.
So submission to one God, Sister Lena, in Arabic is Islam. Don't you think that humanity would be confused if God would have given multiple faiths? Correct? God, the same God would be not saying to some people, you know, it's okay to worship idols. To some other people, you know, it's wrong to worship idols. Some other people, it's okay to worship a man and take him to be son of God or God or Trinity. And then to one more prophet, all of those are wrong, only worship one God. Humanity would be confused. There would be utter chaos. Yes?
Yeah.
So for that reason, Sister Lena, only one faith was given by God to the very first man, Adam. That is submission to one God. As humanity kept on moving away and away sometimes, God gave exactly the same faith to all the prophets and the messengers to bring them back to Islam.
Yeah.
So if once you come back to Islam, you're following that original faith that was given to all the prophets and messengers. All right.
Okay.
So when that sister, when she converted to Islam, she came back to the original faith of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. She's not converting to something new. She's coming back to what was originally by all the prophets. And once a person comes to Islam, Islam also says that every child is born as a Muslim. Means they have the innate nature to only worship one God.
One God. Yes. Yeah.
You know, just like when your laptop or your phone, when you purchase it, there are no viruses on it, right? Nice and clean.
Clean, yeah.
But sometimes some viruses may come in and then you have to do the antivirus to bring to the original state.
Right.
In the same way, once a person comes to Islam, they're going back to the original state. All the viruses, right, are gone from them, spiritual viruses.
Yeah, yeah.
So that sister who converted, actually she was born as a Muslim, now she came back to the faith that she was born as.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not converting, you're actually reverting. All right?
You actually have one of those videos too, but we'll talk about it later. One belief.
The most important belief is, you know, just like when you went to school and college, there's always a textbook, a study guide, some guidelines given by the teacher so you can learn, educate, and graduate.
Mm-hmm.
The same way, God has revealed his revelation to prophets and messengers in the form of books. So these are study guides. Previous prophets were given some. All of them, humanity, they either lost it, edited, or revised it. So God gave the last and the final study guide for all of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone to go for solutions for our problems, spiritual problems, any problems, problems of humanity, for example, racism, homicide, suicide, obesity, you know, gambling and violence, any problem that we can think of, the Quran has it, along with the sayings and the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay. All right. So for our guidance and our salvation, obviously we should go to God. And God is the one who gave that study guide to us. So Quran is the word of God. It is a guidance for all of humanity, not just the Arabs or the Muslims, but for all of humanity.
Everybody. Yes.
Yes. It's like all the students will have one study guide. So all of humanity are one family. And God wants to guide all of us, not just some people in the Middle East or some people in Russia, China. No, all of us, we are creation of God. God loves all of us. All right. Makes sense?
Okay. Makes sense.
And the last important belief, Sister Lina, is that just like when you go to schools and college, there is always an accountability towards the end of the semester. Correct? Based upon how you perform for the rest of the semester. Attendance policy may be one of those criteria. Mm-hmm. Taking the quizzes, exams, assignments, participation, right? And there is a long list the teacher gives us. In the same way, God is going to have our final assessment on the day of judgment.
Judgment.
Yes. So all of humanity, one day, all of us would be dead. Only God will know when that time is going to come. So then God is going to raise up from back from the dead back to life, and we would be standing in front of God, and God would be judging us. How did you live your life? Who did you follow? Mm-hmm. And what kind of deeds that you have done? So it says in the Quran, chapter 2, verse number 25, if the person has right belief, means only worshipping God, not worshipping Jesus, Holy Ghost, idols, or anyone, only submitting and worshipping to one God and following the good deeds mentioned over here, then God has promised those people eternal paradise.
Okay.
Right? So in Islam, going to salvation or salvation does not depend on somebody dying for her sins. Why would somebody die for my sins? If I did something wrong, I should be forgiven.
You should be accountable for your actions. Yeah.
Exactly. Islam is an intellectual faith. You know, it's not something, you know, spooky or mysterious. Or if I drive over the speed limit, I should be the one given the ticket and not my wife. She won't be happy, I guess. Or you.
No.
Right? So,
no.
If I commit sin, what sense does it make that some innocent man is hung on the cross? If one of my child, you know, does something wrong, I'm not going to bring my other innocent child and slap him. That would be so unjust. So Islam is a faith which is personal accountability. It's a faith which is just for all of humanity. All right?
Yeah, got it.
And obviously, you know, for those people, just like in the class, if they don't obey the teacher, professor, do not follow the guidance, do not show up, and do not take finals and assignments, there would be consequences, right? There should be consequences. So God is going to give every person many chances the whole lifetime. Even after that, if people keep on rejecting God, keep on worshiping someone else, doing wrong things, there would be consequences, and there is also hellfire, and God will decide on that also. So do you understand these four concepts, Sister Lina?
Yes, 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 I do. Thank you for clearing that one up.
Do they make sense?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I said the same thing. Why would they be, fallen? I know that... Okay, do you guys believe in evil, like in the devil?
Yes, so we believe that there is a Satan, but that Satan is only given that much power, but God has more power, God is in control.
Right.
So God says in the Quran, I'm just paraphrasing, in chapter number 2, that Satan is given some respite, and he wants to misguide people, but God is testing us, and God has given us more power and more guidance and greater evidence for that guidance. So God is saying that anyone who comes to the guidance, God would be giving them the reward. Anyone of their own choice goes towards Satan and evil, there would be consequences. So this is like a multiple choice, I would say.
In the you have a choice. You either do good or you do bad.
But the good thing about this multiple choice of God is God has already circled the right answer to us. So about your own belief, right, Sister Lina? I mean, if you understand these bigger things in Islam, the oneness of God and the messengers and the Quran and the hereafter, then once you understand and you know they make sense to you, then the next logical step would be to embrace these truths and start submitting to God and then formally become a Muslim. That's what all the thousands of people they have done and come back to the original faith. So that is a logical, rational step that we recommend for you for your own peace and purpose in life and obviously salvation.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay.
I'm so nervous.
No, don't be nervous. Okay. Mashallah, right? we are nervous for you. We are excited. Yeah, so in English, it goes like this. I bear witness that there is no other God besides one God, Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. So once a person says it, they're saying that I don't believe in any other God. Excuse me. May that be money, may that be fame, may that be human idol. I only want to worship the one true God.
One God.
Then when you say Muhammad is the messenger, you're saying that he's the last messenger. Along with him, I now believe in all the messengers who came before him. Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all of them. Right?
Yeah.
So Okay. That's the testimony of faith. Then the same thing, I would do the Arabic part, and then you would repeat after that.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I think I'm ready.
Okay, so let's do this in English so you understand, then right away in Arabic. Okay, inshallah, God willing.
Okay.
So please repeat after me. I bear witness.
I bear witness.
That there is no other God.
That there is no other God.
Besides one God, Allah.
Besides one God, Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
Is the messenger of Allah.
Okay, wonderful. All right. This is so, I'm so happy for you. You're so happy. Let's do the same thing in Arabic, Sister Lina.
Okay.
So please repeat after me. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa ashhadu anna
Muhammadar
Rasulullah. Congratulations, welcome to Islam. you can hug my wife now.
Yeah, I was thinking that I could go ahead and hug you.
Thank you. Wow, I'm emotional.
Yeah,
this is the best decision of your life, Sister Lina. This is indeed an honor that God has given to you, an honor God has given to me and my wife. So we are part of this best occasion of your life. This is the best day of your life. All right. How do you feel, Sister Lina?
I feel good. I feel good. Thank you.
Ramadan, you always remember when there is the first day of Ramadan, you will remember that, this is the first day of Ramadan.
I know. Oh, man. Yeah, thank you so much.
So from this point on, try to learn more, try to practice more. And obviously our wish and also your responsibility is to keep on sharing this wonderful faith, because you want to be saved, you want to be in paradise. You want your parents, your spouses, your children, your family, relatives, friends, all of humanity.
Yeah.
We care about them, we love them, we also want them to be in paradise. That means we become the best human, the best neighbor, the best wife, the best husband, the best mother, right? And the best worshiper of God. So to do that, we also have to convey the same message that we conveyed to you and that you also learn from the videos and from many people to other people who may not know this important message.
Yeah.
So they can also come to the faith and God can also save them. And that would be a reward coming back also to you. Encourage every single person watching it to pray for you and pray for your mom, your son, and all of your relatives and all of humanity. So with that, again, congratulations. Welcome
Thank
to Selena.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. So looking.
Yeah, look like in so much peace now.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. I'm going to get to the email right now. So.
All right. Take care. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon you, sister.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum.